Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-12, Scott Schaefer.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Body bodying 10.89 acres in two lots, a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet, and a waiver from the street design requirements. It's located north of Route 5, 3,200 feet northwest of Road 292. The TAC review of November 22nd, 2006 will be made a part of the record, Mr. Chairman. And we received a letter from Nelson Richards and a letter from Gary Kwan, adjoining property owners, that they are in support of this application. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. I see that there is someone here representing this application.
It's Scott Schaefer.
All right, sir, you have the floor.
I don't have much to say, I just want to divide. You know, there's a road going up the middle of the two lots. I just want to divide the two lots and give my father that lot.
Sounds pretty straightforward to me.
Yep.
Mr. Gordy, any questions? I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, excuse me.
Sorry.
Looked the wrong one.
Could you explain what the waiver from the street design requirements that you're wanting to have happen?
Could you explain that?
Could I? Sure. I'm Billy Schaefer.
Fatherness. The road in existence right now is a right-of-way of ingress and egress for Tim Real, who has a property beyond where we are now. So we're not disturbing that roadway in any way, and was hoping for no requirement for construction to conform to DLDOT.
So you're saying
go ahead.
Since it's an existing roadway that actually serves other properties and you're not going to create it, or you just want to mainly keep it the way it is?
Exactly.
How is it now? Is it crush and run or?
Dirt.
No, dirt. Okay. Is this known as Hunter Lane?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was there today and I noticed that there's potentially seven properties that would be utilizing this private road. So am I correct in that what you're wanting to avoid having to do the crush and run that typically happens on roads like this?
No, I'd be willing to do crush and run, but I'd be willing to do
you
crush.
Would be.
Yes, but I don't know as I'd go so far as to hot mix and cul-de-sacs and moving power lines and so forth.
And Mr. Abbott, what's the reason why we're having a public hearing on this property? Because of the waiver request, or?
No, there's more than three lots that have access from that right of way.
And because of that, it then comes
a public hearing.
Okay. And what's the commission's history with projects of this nature where there's already existing property owners that where we're adding additional lanes in terms of, or additional lots in terms of the roadway improvements? Do we have one? I mean, do we typically require the crush and run?
I don't think any waivers, to my knowledge, I can't recall a waiver being turned down. I think the last one we had was, Raymond Conaway, Mr. Wheatley, up around Greenwood area.
Yeah.
He wanted to put clamshells down, and that was approved.
Yeah.
Right, that's the last waiver, to my knowledge.
One of the problems, thinking about it from the legal standpoint, is if you've got seven properties and the commission only has jurisdiction right now over potentially two of them, if you're requiring, you know, it to be improved quite a bit, to go back and try to get seven other people to have to pay for it, you know, I don't know that the commission has the ability to do that. That's probably why, one of the reasons why the commission's looked favorably on this type of thing.
Where is the seven properties? Like,
well, I don't know. I was the number.
Projecting that there were seven, because you're talking about putting one more home or two more homes.
No, just one.
Just one more home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so how many houses are served by that road right now?
One, two, three.
Four.
Oh, well,
four.
Yeah, the people up front, they have like a.
No. Okay.
Quantum, me. Yeah, four.
Glad you could agree on that.
And are you the gentleman with the tractor with the blade that smooths it?
Yeah.
Okay, I noticed that there today. notice a little. You might want to do a little plowing up towards the front. It's a little rough up there. Who originally owned?
Wilmer Hunter is the guy that originally owned it.
That's and then these other folks bought lots off of it?
Yeah, my uncle was Gary Kwan.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other people, they were already there.
But what I'm hearing you say, you're not opposed to doing a crush and run on it?
No.
Okay. In terms of access, which prop, can you show me on this which is your land?
This is my house.
That's your house.
This is where we want to do right here.
You want?
There's a house back here. Right now.
There's a house all the way in the back, right?
Yes.
I saw that.
He wants to put a house right on this lot.
On that lot over there. This lot here. And this is you.
Yeah, this is me. See, this is all considered one.
That's all considered one parcel.
He wants to put a house on that.
Okay, so predominantly that road is on your property then. I mean, your property fronts.
It was considered my property, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. It still is.
And you're a nice guy, and you plow it, and you're all right. I have no further questions.
Mr. Gordy,
I just want to confirm something. You said you're going to give your dad a lot.
Yep. Well, he's gonna put crush and run down.
okay. There's an alternative mode. That's all the questions.
Mr. Smith?
Have you done a site evaluation for on-site septic?
I don't know. I don't think there was one done on that lot. I don't think so. No.
I think you need one.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Johnson?
I started. Oh,
I started with you. Where am I in the lineup here? Mr. Couts, I must have missed
questions.
You. No questions. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
Okay.
I guess I do have one before we go on.
All right.
Who's legally responsible for maintaining the road?
In the deed, it is everybody. In the deed, like, everybody's supposed to help maintain the road.
So there's...
I'm the one that always does it.
But in each of these other deeds, like the...
It's like you got a bunch of smart neighbors.
It's my relative, you know.
But like, like the Richards and... And I can't make out the name on the end, but they're.
He just sold.
It's been sold. Tim Real.
He just sold. Okay.
All right, moving right along.
Yep.
You done?
Done.
All right. Everybody else done?
Done.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll stand aside for a second, we'll see if there's anybody in here that cares about your lot. Is there anyone here would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-12, Scott Schaefer? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 6? It's 2006-12. Does anyone on the commission have any questions? I have one, counsel. Can we act on this without a septic feasibility?
On major subdivisions, we typically, you know, we've deferred pending receipt of septic feasibility.
Just wonder how smart it is to create a lot that you can't get a septic system.
What's been the history on those
three
lot
deals? One, maybe on those little deals, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's the same if you got 10 acres. If he was creating a lot off of numbered road. Right?
Yeah, that's true. We don't require it here. We don't wait for it there either.
Evaluation.
No, it's just a question.
Three lotters. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
If you create the lot and never get septic approval, then
they're going
to build a house.
That's their problem. Okay. All right, then. Well, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. You may remain until we finish and see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.